So it's not that kind of a book. It's not something that, like, Steven Tyler would have written. moving on. Leave You Behind is up next from All Hands on the Bad One. We're hearing a lot of that from that record this evening, and there's a reason for that. It's damn good. This is Leave You Behind, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Oh,
5,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Pavement with Cut Your Hair from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. And this is 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5, Medford, WMFO. We're having our third in a three-part series devoted to Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. It's been a wicked good time. We worked our way through the book, starting off with some of her earliest stuff that she enjoyed listening to when she was just a kid, doing like rock pantomime like performances with her family, and then all the way up to Led Zeppelin. We heard that in this set before Slater Kinney. Why don't we run through what we played? That was All Hands on the Bad One prior to Pavement from the album of the same name. Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused from their debut record, Led Zeppelin 1, and we started the set off with Leave You Behind from All Hands on the Bad One. We're playing a lot from that All Hands on the Bad One record. It's very strong. It's a great record. And she seemed to spend a little more time on it. I think it might be her favorite as well, speaking, of course, of Carrie Brownstein's. And, you know, when she wrote about the music, she made it sound like it was just a big, crazy scene. Like, it was just a bunch of random stuff kind of, like, flying around, and it was unlistenable at best. And, you know, she was a little too hard on herself, I thought, because the music is very strong, and I should know. All right, let's move on. What's up next? It's another track from All Hands on the Bad One. This is The Swimmer, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you.
Yes, very spooky. Guided by Voices with Acorns and Orioles. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is the show devoted, this third out of the of a three-part series of shows devoted to Carrie Brownstein. If you haven't, if you're just joining us, I've been repeating this throughout, but, you know, it's always good to do that. I finished her memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl, and so we just heard number one Must Have from All Hands on the Bad One. Before that, Fuckin' Run from Wiz Fair, The Great Exile on Guyville, an amazing record, one of the best of the 90s, I might say. We're starting the set off with Slater Kinney's The Swimmer from All Hands on the Bad One. We've been sort of loyal to that record right now. I kind of tried to explain. It seemed like she liked that one. Carrie listed that or had that as her preference or as her favorite or on the Kill Rock Stars label and released in the year 2000. And we're going to continue with more of that record. You're No Rock and Roll Fun up next. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
All right. Christ on a Crutch with Off Target from the State of the Union record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Slater Kinney's One Beat from the album of the same name. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Heads Will Roll from It's Blitz. And we started the set off with Slater Kinney's You're No Rock and Roll Fun from All Hands on the Bad One. We're almost done here, kind of in the home stretch of our last show regarding or having to do with the Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. I finished it. God, it's been so long ago. I think I finished it like a month ago now, and it took me a while to put the shows together, and then I missed one, and now we finally got it all of our out of our system. All the music that she referenced in the book, or most of it, I guess, that she referenced in the book, stuff that I liked and that I found and shared with you, either stuff she was influenced by or her contemporaries. I think Yeah Yeah Yeahs was sort of a late influence when they were in their 10-year hiatus, I believe. I think it was 10 years between the last record, which came out in 2015, and the last one before that, which I think was The Woods, which came out in 2005. Although I'm not 100% sure on that. But anyway, yeah, and then, of course, we had Guided by Voices, a great track in there as well from earlier in the set. Under the Bushes Under the Stars, a great record. I think I wanted to mention that again. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, another track from One Beat. This is going to be Sympathy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I know I come to you only when in need. I'm not the best believer, I'm not the most deserving. But all I am, all I can am. I beg you on bended knees. All right, 1,000 points of lights. WMFO underneath. It's Slater Kinney's Far Away. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to be done for the night. Savoir Faire is up next. This is going to be, I want to get a track in from the woods. This is called What's Mine Is Yours. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week.
WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled